T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, will Jim Harbaugh win the Big Ten? Simple question. Mark D'Antonio's won it.
Yes.
Won it twice, actually.
Yeah. Paul Chryst might win it.
Paul Chryst might win it, although I wouldn't bet on him.
No, me neither.
Ryan Day probably will win it.
Exactly.
Other coaches have competed for it over the years, including the likes of Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern.
James Franklin won it.
James Franklin absolutely won it. So do you believe that Jim Harbaugh will win the Big Ten, something he did as a player, as a coach? 248-539-9797 or the ticket text 97136. Why or why not?
I think obviously the answer to that question depends on how long do you think Jim Harbaugh will be the head coach at the University of Michigan.
You're factoring all that in.
I'm factoring all that in. I will say no.
Whoa. What a jerk.
I'm going to say no.
Wow. But then again, you did pick against Michigan every game this year.
True. Because I personally, I'm not to play Beano Cook, but Ohio State on the road, you know, Washington on the road.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to be next year.
Okay. Well, my point is.
You think he's going to be fired after next year?
If they regress if McCaffrey or Milton show no ability that they can be a top-flight quarterback, it's time. It's time to blow it up.
Says you.
Says me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he will. And I think he will. And okay. I think it's the law of averages. And it's the same law of averages that leads me to believe that the Lions will win the NFC. Wait. That hasn't worked out, has it?
No.
No,
Yes, if he's going to coach here for, you know, a decade, you'd think one of the years he'd do it. Yes.
Yeah, which I kind of think he will coach here for a decade. I don't see him going anywhere. I don't believe the NFL stuff. I don't. I just think it's all, and when I say the stuff, I'm not talking about what Gov said yesterday, that maybe he's better suited to be an NFL coach. That might be true. I'm talking about the belief that there's this obsession with the NFL, that he's got to go back and finish what he started, so on and so forth. I think he's in the perfect spot. He loves Michigan. He basically, lives next door to his dad and mom. His kids go to school here. His kids go to school at the University of Michigan. I mean, it's like it's a perfect scenario for him. Everything he talks about with college football, his thoughts on the 11-team playoff or the 16-team playoff, his thoughts on the whole pay-to-play thing in California or whatever you want to call that thing. To me, he's obsessed with college football.
Oh, he's invested. I don't worry about him leaving.
Right.
I just think that if they don't have a quarterback after next year, one looks like on the horizon, and you left the kid I think was coming in here in 2 years, he's not going to come in as a freshman and light it up. If McCaffrey or Milton are not any good, that's on Harbaugh, and that's where I've been defending him.
And that's
where
fine.
I draw the line.
And that's fine. But I guess my thought is that if you keep casting the net and you keep bringing in talent and you keep putting up teams that are 9 and 10 win teams, that okay. Yes, Ohio State is great, and I don't see any signs of them slowing down. But you know what? Sports are funny that way. And right, nobody saw LSU ever passing Alabama, and they have at least temporarily. No one saw Clemson passing Alabama, and maybe they have. Maybe they have permanently. I don't know. That remains to be seen. USC, when Pete Carroll was there, looked like the juggernaut of college football and certainly the juggernaut of the Pac-10, Pac-12. They haven't been back anywhere since he left, other than maybe like the Holiday Bowl. I just think things do tend to cycle. I remember back in the 90s and early 2000s, I didn't envision any scenario where Michigan State would ever pass Michigan. I mean, yeah, they're going to beat them occasionally,
right,
but they're not going to pass them. I thought that was impossible. They passed them for about a 10-year period, and now Michigan appears to have passed them back up again. It's going to happen once.
Yes.
Ohio State is going to stumble. And maybe Stoney, it'll be a scenario like last year could have been. Remember?
Yeah.
Where, and I'll give you credit for this, you were right, when basically on the final play of the game, Maryland found a way to lose to Ohio State. If Ohio State loses that game to Maryland, Michigan would have been in the Big Ten championship
right.
game, regardless of giving up 62 points, and they would have played Northwestern and been a heavy favorite and probably won.
Right. You're right.
That's going to happen.
I think you're right, Jamie. Eventually, it'll just happen because just the makeup of everything, like what you said the last year.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger question is, can he ever get Michigan to Ohio State? Because I think that's what fans really want.
No.
If you, like, look
I
at
think
last
the answer
year.
Is no.
Look at last year. Like, let's just say Ohio State would have lost that game and everything else plays out the same.
To Maryland?
Yeah, and Michigan goes on to win the Big Ten championship game and goes to the Rose Bowl. You know, how much does that really change things? 62-39 would have just absolutely stained that season.
Absolutely. 100%. You're right. But I'll give Stoney credit for something else, too. I mean, the guy's right so often, and we make fun of him. No, but think about it. Michigan's never going to be Ohio State because they never have been. Ohio State is a 11, 12, 13-win team every single year. It's almost like, the national championship year in 97, it threw off our expectations for Michigan. That was once.
Right.
Every other year, they're a 1-2-3 loss team. They just are. You know,
that's what they are, and that's what they've always been, basically,
yeah.
Since the Big Ten became more competitive.
I mean, people love mocking. Whenever people bring up Bo, all the Michigan State and Ohio State fans go, yeah, how's his bowl record? You know? Yeah.
Right.
Bo was great here, and he won Big Ten championships, and he controlled Ohio State, and he beat Michigan State, but they couldn't do it on the big, huge national stage, not nearly consistently.
Oh, he was hired to make them a national contender, wasn't he?
Harbaugh?
Yes.
Yes.
And he's not doing that.
Absolutely
and
not.
We're saying that's somewhat acceptable?
No.
Unacceptable.
My question was, will he win the Big Ten
right.
one time?
Yes.
I say yes. You say yes. Stoney
yeah.
says
I mean,
no.
To me, says no.
I think the things that are Mark D'Antonio leaving and State maybe really falling down, depending on who they hire, they could fall down. Penn State, I'm not a James Franklin fan, but you can't deny the success he's had.
No. And he's rumored now to be maybe looking at if USC
Florida
fires
State.
Clay Helton or Florida State. Brian and Monroe, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brian?
Yes, I think he will not win the Big Ten. He's had 5 years. He came in under his coach was Bo Schembechler, who said those who stay will be champions. He's had 5 years. In those 5 years, he has not yet once produced a champion. I think the game's passed him by. I was at the game Saturday. It was pathetic. He's lost the fan base. When you look in the stadium and you see that much red in the stadium, you've lost your fan base. And I just don't think he can get it.
There was less red to start the game than there was the previous two times Ohio State's been in there.
There was a lot of red, though.
There was a lot of red.
Yes. I just thought those were Michigan fans wearing overcoats. I just thought maybe they'd brought the wrong poncho.
Right.
Mark D'Antonio, you say it was his fifth year and he hasn't won yet. Mark D'Antonio won his first Big Ten in his seventh year at Michigan State. Now, he tied for first in his fourth year, but he didn't win the outright and go to the Big Ten championship and win it outright until his seventh year.
And if you want to play old school, Tom Osborne lost his first six to his rival Oklahoma.
Oh, interesting. There you go. That's old school. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Will Jim Harbaugh win the Big Ten?
No.
While the head coach. Stoney says no. Sean the Mailman with a Mike Stone answer. No. We kind of were hoping for the answer and the why, not just the answer.
I gave my why.
I know.
Okay.
I'm talking more to Sean the Mailman, not you. Jim from Ann Arbor. He's going to get the chance. He kicked the State and Notre Dame curses. I think Ohio State will continue to dominate, but he'll get it in an off year. That's from Jim from Ann Arbor. Yes, because you have them they're not going to fire him as fast as some of the other big time programs would. Every huge program has an off year like Alabama. So he's talking about Ohio State.
Yeah, but Alabama's off year is losing two games.
Another ticket text, only if they move to the West. Well, hey, they are the leaders of the West.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Harbaugh's success in recruiting is Andrew Luck, and he took the team Mike Singletary built. I don't see what you see in Harbaugh.
Go ahead, 49er historian, debunk that one.
Well, I mean, first of all, to say like, oh, big deal, he recruited Andrew Luck. He recruited Andrew Luck. I mean, it's like we're not giving him credit for that. And Stanford, another history lesson for you, for years was a horrible program.
And His first year there, he was horrible.
Yeah, and he turned it in, and great credit to David Shaw for maintaining it. But they've been pretty good every single year. They're not bowl eligible this year, but this is the first year, I think, in the David Shaw era that they have not been bowl eligible.
You know, my
the
biggest...
And real credit on the 49ers, they were horrible. He got there. They went to three consecutive NFC Championship yes. games, went to a Super Bowl, and then he left, and they've been horrible ever since until this year.
My biggest hope in that he would win a Big Ten and even still make him a national power or contender here and there is LSU. I mean, you asked this question on Louisiana Sports Radio this time last year. Will Ed Orgeron ever win the SEC West? And emphatically, it's way more no than it is for Jim Harbaugh.
You're right.
Yes.
So things can change.
Yeah.
It's the quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's why Stoney's right about the immediate future.
The longer Harbaugh is at Michigan, the higher the odds are him winning the Big Ten. I don't see him going anywhere unless there's a scandal. Michigan values a clean program over winning over Ohio State. That's from M in Ann Arbor. So the odds would be lower then, I guess. I misconstrued that. But he believes that the longer he's there, the better chance he has to win. I think the totally unrealistic expectations of Michigan fans are what's creating this whole narrative.
I think it's also national expectations. People just expected that he would get the job here and they would, you know, qualify for the playoff within this amount of time.
I mean, right.
Most people thought that.
I mean, the thing
it's
about
not just Michigan fans.
The thing about the 5 years at Michigan, what they've done to Harbaugh nationally is they have certainly decreased the opinion of him. Like, I remember when he got the job, best coaches in college football. Harbaugh was ahead of D'Antonio. It's like, he hasn't coached in college football right. in 5 years. I mean, or 4 years. I mean, that's ridiculous. And that has certainly gone down. But at the same, you know, I you talk about going back a year to Louisiana Sports Radio. Go back 5 years. I mean, Jim Harbaugh was viewed as can't miss.
Yeah.
And he missed. That's what makes you nervous about a guy like Eiserman, is that he's viewed as a can't miss executive. 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.